I was in my cousin's garden, which is literally just across the road. We seen smoke. We run over there. We asked the staff, like, do you need any help? They said, oh, no, at first. He was going, like, everyone can just stay in the rooms. I said, no, love, they can't stay in the rooms. There's 6-foot flames coming out the roof, do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, we need to get them out. She was like, oh, no, rooms is fireproof and this, that and the other. And we said, me and my cousin Joey, we just said, we're going in, love, we're going to get them out, like, sort of thing, do you know what I mean? So we went in. We've done the best we could, buddy. Do you know what I mean? It was pretty bad in there, like, do you know what I mean?
Was it really high flames, dark, deep smoke?
Well, when we first got in, it was only a little bit of smoke in the one corner, but obviously as time went on, because it was in there for quite a time, but I say it was in there probably 40 minutes, do you know what I mean? And in that time, rooms started to fill up with smoke, do you know what I mean? And it got pretty, to an extent, where you had to cover your face to physically see
so
where you...
It was really, really
yeah,
bad.
It got bad, yeah.
How many people did you help out of it?
Buddy, with adrenaline going, I wouldn't like to say. Me and my cousins had a talk about it. We'd say we probably carried 40 people downstairs, do you know what I mean? With wheelchairs, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and this is something that's going to be a long-lasting memory for yourself. You're a hero as well, to help people.
Buddy, I think anybody would have done it, to be quite honest. I think anybody with a natural instinct, they would have went in there and helped, do you know what I mean?
That's brilliant. That's amazing that you've done that for the local community. Thank you very much. It's nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Cheers. All right, I'll just... my phone's a bit...
Very informal, yeah.